Sarah once stood at a crossroads in her life. Every day, she faced a mirror that didn't reflect who she was, but who she thought she needed to be for others. At her job, she said yes when she wanted to say no. In her relationships, she smiled when she felt like frowning. She was a chameleon, changing colors to fit the expectations of those around her. It wasn't until she found herself feeling utterly lost, not recognizing the person staring back at her in the mirror, that she realized something had to change.
Hey there, go-getters. Welcome to the Self-Care and Hustle Journey. Meet your host, Nestle. Here, she pairs your ambitions with well-being for a life in harmony. Forget the all work, no play mantra. We're about that real work-life rhythm that sings to the tune of your personal beat. Ready for insights that will transform your daily hustle? Well, you're in the right place. This podcast brings you real stories, straightforward tips, and the tools for balance. We're not just dreaming big, we're living well. Join her in redefining success, where your hustle hugs health. It's time to feel good, do good, and strike that perfect harmony. This journey is all about making the good life your everyday life. Are you ready? Settle in and let's dive into this episode.
Welcome back to another episode of your podcast, the place where we dive deep into topics that touch the heart and provoke thought. Today, we're exploring a theme that's as fundamental to our well-being as the air we breathe, the importance of self-respect. So grab your favorite drink, find a comfy spot, and let's unravel this together. And hey, if you find value in our journey today, don't forget to subscribe and join our growing community. Let's make this journey of growth and understanding together. You know, it's fascinating how the concept of self-respect isn't just about how we see ourselves, but immensely influences how we interact with the world around us. It's like this invisible force field that either attracts positivity and opportunities or repels them based on its strength. Self-respect is the cornerstone of our very being, determining the quality of our relationships, our work, and most importantly, our inner peace. Imagine self-respect like an invisible force field. You can't see it, but it's always active. When it's strong, it's like a magnet for good vibes and positive opportunities. People notice it. They feel that you value yourself, and this makes them more likely to respect you too. It influences the way you handle your job, your studies, your relationships, and even how you bounce back from setbacks. When you carry yourself with a sense of worth and dignity, it sets the tone for how others perceive and interact with you. On the flip side, if that force field of self-respect is weak, it's like leaving yourself open to negativity and missed opportunities. It can result in settling for less than you deserve because maybe you don't see your value. This lack of self-respect can cloud your judgment, making you prone to doubting your capabilities and worth, which others can pick up on too, affecting how they treat you. Now, let's use the analogy of walking through life wearing a pair of glasses. If you've got self-respect, those glasses are crystal clear. You see the world in high definition. Opportunities stand out, challenges look manageable, and you're less likely to compromise on your values and beliefs. You walk through life with a purpose, a direction, and the clarity to see where you want to go. But if you're lacking in self-respect, it's like those glasses are smudged. Your vision of what's possible for yourself gets all warped. Challenges might seem bigger than they are, opportunities might go unnoticed, and it's easier to drift away from your true values. You might find yourself agreeing to things that don't feel right or staying in situations that don't serve you well because you're not seeing enough to step up and say, hey, I deserve better than this. So building and maintaining self-respect is crucial. It's about cleaning those glasses regularly, acknowledging your worth, setting and respecting your boundaries, and treating yourself with kindness and respect no matter the external circumstances. This doesn't just change how you see yourself, it changes how you interact with the world and, ultimately, how the world interacts with you. Sarah is someone who always puts others first, often at the expense of her own needs and happiness. When she decided to shift this pattern and prioritize her self-respect, it set off a series of changes, much like ripples spreading across a pond after a stone is thrown into it. Each ripple touched different parts of her life, creating an impact far beyond the initial splash. The first thing Sarah did was to start setting boundaries. This might sound like a simple change, but it's profoundly impactful. For Sarah, setting boundaries meant learning to say things like, "No, I can't stay late at work tonight," or, "I need some time to myself this weekend." At first, this felt awkward, even scary. She was used to bending over backwards for others, worrying about everyone else's happiness before her own. But as she practiced this, Sarah discovered something powerful about her own happiness and well-being. She realized that boundaries aren't about shutting people out, but about letting herself in, into her own life, her own choices, and her own happiness. This didn't just make her feel better. It also started changing how others treated her. They began to respect her time and her needs more because she showed them that she respected herself. As Sarah stuck to her new boundaries, she noticed a shift in her relationships. Some friendships and romantic relationships grew stronger because they were now grounded in mutual respect and honesty. Others, however, especially those that thrived on her previous tendency to always say yes and put herself last, began to dwindle. This wasn't easy. Letting go of people is never easy. But these relationships were like dead leaves on a tree. They needed to fall away so new growth could occur. Sarah's work life also underwent a transformation. Before, she would take on projects she didn't care about just because they pleased her boss or she thought they were expected of her. Now she began choosing projects that aligned with her personal values and interests. This shift didn't just make her job more enjoyable, it made her more successful. When you work on things you truly care about, your passion shows, and this didn't go unnoticed by her colleagues and superiors. Sarah's story is an illustration of a fundamental truth about self-respect. It's not just about the ability to say no to things that don't serve you. It's also profoundly about being able to say yes to the things that do. It's about making active choices that align with your deepest values. And sometimes, yes, that means stepping out of your comfort zone and facing the unknown. Choosing a path that reflects your true self can be daunting because it involves uncertainty and change. However, the reward is a life that feels right, a life where you're not just existing, but thriving. For anyone listening, think about what your boundaries might look like. Consider what it would mean to truly align your choices with your values. Like Sarah, you might find that respecting yourself changes not just your view of yourself, but also how the world sees and treats you. Think of your worth like the baseline price of a priceless artwork. It doesn't change, no matter who's looking at it. Whether they are an art critic, a casual visitor, or someone who doesn't understand art at all, the inherent value of the artwork doesn't change. It remains a masterpiece, esteemed and valuable. Your value as a person doesn't increase because someone gives you praise, nor does it diminish because someone criticizes you or overlooks your efforts. Just like the artwork, your worth is constant and non-negotiable. If you mess up at work, it doesn't make you less valuable as a person. If you're going through a tough time and aren't at your best, your worth is still the same. It's important to internalize this because often we unconsciously tie our sense of worth to our productivity, our relationships, or our social standing. For young adults, particularly those navigating the early stages of their careers or building personal relationships, understanding and embracing this concept of self-worth can be incredibly empowering. It acts as a shield against the pressures that come from peers, societal expectations, and even the unrealistic standards we see on social media. When you know your worth, you are less likely to succumb to peer pressure to fit in or feel the need to conform to an image that isn't true to who you are. It helps you make decisions based on what's best for you, not based on a fear of judgment or rejection. Understanding your worth means recognizing that you deserve respect and good treatment simply because you exist. This isn't about ego or arrogance. It's about acknowledging that you have value just like everyone else. For young adults navigating the complexities of early careers, relationships, and personal identity, this can be a game changer. It's a shield against peer pressure, societal expectations, and self-doubt. This understanding of your worth means recognizing that you deserve respect and good treatment just for being you. This isn't about having an ego or being arrogant. It's a fundamental recognition that you have value. When you believe this, you set standards for how you expect to be treated by others, and you're likely to attract people who respect those standards. For example, in the workplace, if you know your worth, you're more likely to advocate for a promotion or negotiate your salary. In relationships, understanding your worth can help you avoid settling for less than you deserve because you know that respect, kindness, and consideration are not just perks, but essentials. Setting boundaries is like drawing a clear line around your personal space and deciding who and what you allow into that space. It's about knowing where you end and someone else begins. This could look like saying no to extra tasks at work when you're already stretched thin or deciding not to engage in draining social outings just because everyone else is. In essence, knowing your worth is about embracing the fact that you, like everyone else, are valuable inherently. It's not something you earn through achievements or lose through mistakes. As you move through the complexities of young adulthood, navigating careers, relationships, and personal growth, hold on to this truth. Use it to guide your choices and interactions. Your worth is a constant, and when you fully embrace it, it empowers you to live a life that reflects this deep self-respect. Remember, just like a priceless piece of art, no external opinion can define your value. Boundaries help you respect your own needs and signal to others how you expect to be treated. They're essential for healthy relationships, both personal and professional. When you set boundaries, you teach others how to treat you by demonstrating self-respect. This doesn't mean you're being rude or dismissive. It means you're being clear about your limits and ensuring you don't get burnt out or taken advantage of. Honoring your needs means recognizing and fulfilling your own requirements for a healthy, balanced life. This could be as simple as needing 8 hours of sleep, time each day to unwind with a book or a show, or ensuring you have time each week to pursue personal projects or hobbies. It's easy to push these needs aside, especially when life gets busy or you're trying to meet others' expectations. But ignoring what you need doesn't just hurt you in the short term. It can lead to bigger issues like burnout and resentment. Prioritizing your needs isn't selfish. It's necessary for long-term happiness and resilience. Self-compassion is about being as kind to yourself as you would be to a good friend. It means not beating yourself up when things go wrong or when you don't meet your own or others' expectations. Understanding that perfection is a myth and every step forward, no matter how small, is part of your journey. Especially for millennials and Gen Zs who often face immense pressure to succeed and excel in all areas of life, practicing self-compassion can provide a much-needed break from the constant striving for perfection. It allows for growth and learning from mistakes without harsh self-judgment. Integrating these pillars into your life isn't about doing something drastic. It's about making small, consistent changes in how you view and treat yourself. Whether it's pausing to reflect on your inherent worth, saying no when something doesn't feel right, taking time for yourself, or simply offering yourself some grace on a tough day, these practices can profoundly impact your self-respect and overall quality of life. By building on these pillars, you not only enhance your own life, but also set a standard for how others will treat you. It's a powerful step towards living a more fulfilled and authentic life. Research has found that individuals with high self-respect tend to experience lower levels of anxiety and depression. Why? Self-respect involves recognizing your intrinsic value, which can significantly buffer against the negativity that comes from external criticism or failure. When you value yourself and understand your worth, you're less likely to internalize negative experiences or let them define you. Resilience is your ability to bounce back from setbacks and adversity. Those with higher self-respect often face challenges with a stronger, more stable foundation. If you respect yourself, you're more likely to see failures as temporary and isolated incidents, rather than reflections of your worth as a person. This mindset allows you to navigate through life's ups and downs with more grace and tenacity. This is one of the most significant areas where self-respect impacts your life. With a solid sense of self-respect, you set the tone for how others treat you. You're more likely to establish healthy boundaries and less likely to tolerate disrespect or abuse. Consequently, relationships become more meaningful and fulfilling because they are rooted in mutual respect and understanding. As we wrap up this deep dive into the value of self-respect, I encourage you to pause and consider where you're at on your own journey. Self-respect is not a static state. It's dynamic and ever-evolving. It grows every time you assert your boundaries, acknowledge your worth, or treat yourself with compassion. Think about areas in your life where your boundaries could use some reinforcement. Perhaps you've been overcommitting yourself socially or professionally, and it's wearing you down. Remember, it's okay to say no or to ask for space. It's not just necessary for your well-being, it's your right. Reflect on whether you're truly honoring your needs. Are you giving yourself enough downtime? Are you pursuing the things that light you up? Or are you caught in the cycle of what you think you should be doing? It's crucial to make room for your passions and hobbies as they play a significant role in maintaining your mental health and happiness. Finally, consider how you treat yourself during tough times. Are you your own biggest critic? Try to extend the same kindness and understanding to yourself that you would offer a friend in distress. Thank you for joining me in today's exploration of self-respect. If you found this conversation enlightening, consider subscribing to our podcast and sharing this episode with friends or family. It might be just what they need to hear today. Remember, each step you take to build and maintain self-respect is a step toward a life filled with greater purpose, joy, and fulfillment. So cherish and respect your journey. You deserve it. Until next time, take care and talk to you soon.
And just like that, we've reached the end of our time together today on Self-Care and Hustle Journey. Big thanks for joining Nestle. She's been honored to share this time with you. If today's conversation sparked something inside, hit that like and subscribe for more uplifting stories and tips. Your support means the world and helps spread this message of balanced living far and wide to more incredible listeners like you. Craving more? Don't forget to visit www.nestlecream.co.uk for even more resources and tools that will help you craft the harmonious life you're dreaming of. Until next time, keep nurturing your health, embracing the hustle, and remember, the good life is not just a dream. It's your reality waiting to unfold. So take care and let's make it happen. We'll see you in the next episode.